Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Presidential candidate has died at 98, according to his family. He announced earlier this year he was being treated for advanced lung cancer. For 30 years, he was a senator for Kansas.
Calls for forced inoculations. UK, Australia, US also developing plans for forced injections.
Government is actively exploring the possibility of making vaccines mandatory. In an address to the nation last night, the president outlined that it will entail limiting access to certain locations and activities.
Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg has announced a full nationwide lockdown starting Monday, and it will become the first European country to make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory starting February.
Restrictions that we decided today will work if they are used appropriately and if we really use them to the fullest extent.
Government has announced a ban on the unvaccinated entering bars, restaurants and non-essential shops.
This is the situation we are confronted with, and it's also clear what we need to achieve first. Those who have not been vaccinated yet need to do so.
By the end of October, everyone 12 or older on a plane or train within Canada should be fully vaccinated.
This is martial law. This is how they roll it out ahead of the global financial collapse and the Great Reset. This is North Korea come to the land down under.
Good morning. We start with breaking news in Darwin, where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Saab is there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason other than the rule.
If I cross that yellow line,
saying that you've broken the rule,
I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
So what did that experience make you think? Like, what was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you and you're literally nothing. It's like, you do what we say or you're in trouble. We'll lock you up for longer. Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do
you
this again,
in a prison.
We will extend your time
prison
in here.
And now it's being announced in Canada and the UK and New Zealand and Europe and here.
There's a couple of more tools in our quiver here, which include, for example, and which is something I've been advocating for, which is I don't think anyone should be allowed on an airplane, domestic or international, or a train, without being able to prove they've been vaccinated.
So you're going to see exoduses out of all the blue cities. You're going to see the further collapse in the U.S. That's their plan. But we still have to pull back. We can't take the shots. But that's still the plan. And then now finally coming after our children, to just destroy confidence in U.S. government institutions, destroy confidence in the FBI, the FDA, and then the UN and the globalists will come in as the saviors, talking about how it was wrong what our nation states did. This is all a plan to discredit our countries and collapse them. That's Klaus Schwab's own admissions. This is a life and death situation. Do you understand? It's all coming down now. Obama and Fauci creepily going up and helping hold little kids while they inject them with GMO garbage linked to massive death and illnesses that they know was going to happen. Tyranny's not coming, it's here. People with histories of knowingly killing foster children like they were lab rats in illegal experiments are now at schools with parents lined up to see Obama and see Fauci so they can hover over like the angels of death they are and get off on the sickness they're involved in. These are conscious, psychopathic, murdering killers. And I told you, pedophilia is only the entree to the larger feast that is killing our children in mass. It is just the first dinner. the hors d'oeuvre.
The report is live at man.video. Totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. Get it and share it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And now you see, I wasn't joking about all this coming for all those decades. I was warning you because it was all in the UN documents. Sunday Live. UN is trying to get all children jabbed before mandatory vaccine campaign collapses. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. I don't know how long we'll be here. None of us do. But we are in the midst of a global corporate criminal takeover of the planet. Now, on Tuesday, after a federal court ordered the FDA to release the first little drip of hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, we reported on the first 30 pages of documents that came out. And those first 30 pages of documents were a total criminal admission of the FDA in just the first beginning of the so-called vaccine for COVID-19 with Pfizer, causing thousands of deaths. And that they confirmed and knew and covered it up. Well, guess what? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're all censoring even medical doctors trying to link to those documents. I mean, they all deserve to go to prison. The executives, every single one of them. And the word is, Jack Dorsey, not saying the guy's a great guy, but he wouldn't go along with it, so he had to step down. Sunday Live, COVID-19 hysteria is a psychological warfare weapon launched by the Davos Group to conquer Earth. The Davos Group is the public manifestation of the corporate fascist. I'm going to lay all of this out tonight. And Congress is now, Representative Norman is demanding, I don't care if the FDA goes to federal court and doesn't want stuff released till 2077. I want it released in 1 month. And we're going to be going over all of that here tonight. But there is no debate. There is no discussion that we're being censored. There's no debate that the government documents and their own admissions are, this doesn't protect you. It erases your immune system. It makes you twice as likely to contract and even more likely to die what they call COVID-19. And that it was all a premeditated plan. So we are here in the middle of this now. Meanwhile, the deep state
He's pressing ahead on every front with not just lawfare and lawsuits and civil action, but criminal investigations by the Justice Department of basically every prominent talk show host you can imagine. They even start investigations on people's families. But even the lapdog grand juries in many cases will not indict who the feds order them to. But then, just like they couldn't get the FDA or the CDC boards to go along with these experimental shots, and then after that they couldn't get them to go along with experimental shots for children, they would just remove the boards and appoint people that would, and that's what's happening now with the grand juries. People say, well, how are you taking it, Jones? They're coming for you. They're coming for you. They're coming for everybody. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about my family and my children. And that means your children as well, because we're all in this together. We're all on the same damn ship, sinking into the icy waters of tyranny. You better decide which side you're on. And the sooner we wake up and say no to this, the better. It's still going to be rough. They've already committed to a lot of tyranny. They've already put things into motion that are hard to stop. But the longer we go, the worse it's going to get for almost everybody, except for maybe 1/1,000,000th of a percent. I mean, maybe a few hundred globalists so they could depopulate the earth and create a Shangri-La for themselves and merge with, you know, Silicon and live forever. I mean, maybe if that pipe dream's real, maybe it's good for them. But it sure as hell isn't good for 7.5 billion people. And it's going to become very evident soon to even the most dumbed-down people that a predatory system's attacking them and that the government's been hijacked and taken control of. They plan to do the bait and switch, though, to go, oh, that's the U.S. government. That was capitalism did that. Klaus Schwab brags they're going to blame their great reset crisis they trigger on the existing institutions. Then they'll order those institutions they control to march out and attack the public. The public will destroy those institutions, and now the globalists come in to a failed state they control. That is the equation. That is the plan. So we have this headline by Tucker Carlson. It's a very important 14-minute breakdown. It's on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops Democrats. COVID power grab. Now, that headline's almost accurate. We know, you know, Tucker's doing the best he can. But it really is. Tyranny's already here. You're already in the frying pan. It's already set up to 5. It's going up to 10 if we don't get out of it quick, and we're going to be cooked. Our goose is in the oven. The question is, can we get it out of there before it's cooked? The goose isn't cooked yet, but we're in the oven, baby. We still have the power to open it and get out. Doesn't mean we're not burned. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Doesn't mean we have to lick our wounds. But our eyes are going to roll back on our heads real soon, and it's going to be bye-bye time. And I mean bye-bye to fixing things peacefully, bye-bye to civilization as you know it, and hi, hello to billions dead, which is the designed globalist collapse of civilization that the Davos Group is the front group for, the Bilderberg Group, admitting it's their plan. And it's not like I just showed up now and said, oh, that's what's going on with all this, and it makes sense to people. I made films, I wrote books, I documented it decades ago off their own plans. We're here. All over the world, they're announcing forced inoculations. You know, I've known John Bowne. He's worked here more than 10 years. And I've never seen him put out a report as powerful as he put out today that's on Band.Video. And you know why it's so powerful? Because of the time we live in, just like my broadcasts are more powerful than ever been. It's not me. It's the time we live in. Totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. It's only 4 minutes, 55 seconds long. I suggest if you want to fix things and you don't want to be in a collapsed civilization, that you go get that and share it like your life depends on it. Because let me give you a little newsflash. It does. I know I'm in a flooding bulkhead and the water's rising. I know I'm captured. I know this is real. I've already dealt with that. I've already psychologically and spiritually prepared for it. The reason I want you to know all this is the only hope we've got is for everybody to get this understanding. Because I can tell you, 99% of people in the government, they don't know what's going down. 99% of people in the corporations, they don't know what's going down. Or if they do, they certainly are believing
the official cover story of why all this is, you know, good in the end. They're not getting the big picture. But it's going to become rapidly apparent to them that they've been set up, they've been screwed over. And hopefully they don't just engage in pure, absolute, total Stockholm syndrome and just serve the system even more intensely, hoping somehow if they just lock everybody down and force inoculate everybody, the lockdowns will end. Because I've got Australia and Germany and Canada and Democrat-run states like Oregon in my stack right here saying, oh, this never ends. COVID's, quote, permanent. You'll always wear masks. They're permanent. And we're going to give you 6 shots a year. And I told you 20-something months ago it would be 6 shots a year. It was in a damn Rockefeller document. And then Gates shot his mouth off. And that's just what they're planning currently. So this is it. This is toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And if you can't believe you're getting attacked and killed, you're going to get killed. If you admit you're under attack, don't accept it, don't comply, you're going to win. If they get the chains on us like they've done in Australia and Germany, we're going to go down. But as bad as America is, you notice, we're still the freest damn country on earth.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Discovered not by the radio telescopes of governments, not by the visual telescopes of governments or even universities, but by the millions of amateur astronomers out there. And I kind of use that as an analogy of this show. We've been studying the globalists, their plans for a long time. A lot of people before me were studying them. They were always obsessed with depopulation and a world government and cashless societies to control people, but that was theoretical back then. They actually got control of the banking, got control of the currency, got control of society, and are now vertically integrating societies using these organized lockdowns they engage in and taking over the planet. And so now here we are. It's not theoretical anymore. We're living in it. So I saw the asteroid when it was out 50 million miles away. Well, now the asteroid's 1,000 miles away. In fact, pieces of it have already broken up before it got here, had some leading spurs, as they call them. Those are already hitting. This is the planned global deindustrialization. To understand this and how they're personally coming after myself and others, here's Roger Stone on Tucker Carlson talking about how the Secret Service, he believes, tried to set him up, and I agree with him.
Well, they would have prosecuted you?
I think I was being set up. I mean, here's the amazing thing, and that is I watched the president's speech from my hotel room at the Willard Hotel, and then there was a call on the house phone, and two agents from the Secret Service wanted to escort me to the Capitol. Now, I've been in politics for a long time. Secret Service doesn't do political chores. They never have. I would have gotten there had I left at that moment at the exact time that these folks broke into the Capitol. Now I know that my friends Alex Jones and Ali Alexander are approached by the Secret Service and asked if they want an escort to the Capitol at the same time. Had Alex Jones not stopped for a bathroom break, they would have gotten there just as the building was being penetrated. As it was, they got there afterwards, and you can see it. Jones jumps up on a chair with a bullhorn and says, "No, don't go in the building. Pull back. This is a peaceful demonstration." He tried to stop it, and that's a fact.
So do you think the Secret Service was involved? Trump's Secret Service was involved?
I don't know why else they would want to escort me to the Capitol where I had already decided not to go. Why
did you decide not to go?
I don't know. It's an excellent question. I had a feeling. I had an intuition. I just did not want to go. I think that God was giving me a signal. I didn't go. By the way, they'll make fun of that, too, but that's the fact.
The January 6th committee has been an exercise in armed political intimidation. How did it start? You may have forgotten. Congress formed the committee after several members of the U.S. Capitol Police, the same people responsible for protecting members of Congress, anonymously commanded them to do it. So effectively, it was a ransom note. Prosecute our political opponents. That's an order from your bodyguards. Amazingly, they did it. So from the very first day, the January 6th committee was never about gathering information. Obviously, Congress already has the information. Nancy Pelosi knows exactly how many federal agents were in the crowd that day. She won't tell us. Pelosi could release thousands of hours of videotape evidence from January 6th. She refuses to do that. So whatever else this is, don't let them lie to you. This is not a fact-finding effort. This is a highly obvious attempt to punish critics of the Democratic Party. And for months, that's exactly what the committee has been doing. Using the pretext of January 6th, Biden's Justice Department has indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. What? What was his crime exactly? Oh, talking about election fraud on a radio show. That's illegal now. Pelosi's January 6th committee had him arrested. Liz Cheney, by the way, who is being used as a Republican cover for all of this, stood back and watched it happen. Liz Cheney should be ashamed, but she's become far too degraded for shame, unfortunately. And Bannon, by the way, is not the only prominent Republican who might go to jail. The committee has now subpoenaed several former Trump advisors, as well as the fiance of another. They've even subpoenaed Roger Stone yet again. Where was Stone on January 6th? He was in a hotel room as the Capitol was being breached. He had literally nothing to do with it, but it doesn't matter. He's criticized Joe Biden. He could be going to jail again. Now the committee's decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th. We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact because we looked into it in some detail for Patriot Purge, which is our three-part documentary series on Fox Nation. Here are the facts.
So the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. We are the people that you must represent.
January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Law 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the President's Park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the President, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, Ali, there are people leaving the overflow, and there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together,
we're coming for Christmas!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up! We're here to take our rightful country back!
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones.
And let's not fight the police and give the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stands!
And 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
We need to not have the confrontation with the police. We're going to make that the story.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come back with all of the horrible vaccine poison news and the government. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself. And get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Here at TV Viewer, we're showing you footage of Luxembourg, Germany, where thousands of people have broken through a vaccine checkpoint, not letting them into the, quote, Christmas market. This is the real rebellion against tyranny. This is the real human revolution, and we salute those people involved in civil disobedience. Now is the time, because what they can do in Germany today, they can do here tomorrow, and Germany's announced forced inoculation door-to-door on February 1st, if not, you go to a camp. Yes, the Germans are putting people in camps again when they, of course, are involved with the UN and the creation of COVID-19. I'm going to hit that information in this hour. The latest developments that are so important. And I was just playing some of the really powerful information that Tucker Carlson has to say. And I've got If I have time, I'll play that next hour. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops Democrats' COVID power grab. But it's a UN worldwide Klaus Schwab Davos group power grab. And he knows that. He's just pointing out their political operation here in America because he doesn't think the public is informed yet about who exactly is in control of it. He'll get there. Tucker's very good at bringing his audience along like nobody else does. Joe Rogan's a close second. But let's talk about another hero who has not minced words and who has, I'm not saying Tucker has, but who's really cut to the bone here. Vigano, Archbishop Vigano, who LifeSite has interviewed and who I'm very, very jealous of and who I'm trying to work on getting on. But regardless, there's almost no point in getting the Archbishop on because everything he says is so on target. I mean, nothing he says is wrong. It's dead on. So here's a Gateway Pundit article that I'm going to ask Jamie White, our great writer that's out there right now, to add the live show feed article today so that you can all go read it. Those who resist the New World Order will have the help and protection of God, Italian Archbishop Vigano says. You can say what you want about the Catholic Church or these institutions, but this guy's telling the truth. And Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. So I'm going to read to you some of the transcript of the interview that's linked in this article. Archbishop Vigano is the object of evil attacks by the mainstream media because he is a polar star of hope for those Catholics and even non-believers who have a thirst for justice and common sense in this upside-down world. The Archbishop shares a special message with us in the Gateway Pundit. And again, he speaks English, so you can watch the video and hear the audio. There's both the radio and TV interview. I, you, and your twin brother Jim are in my prayers. The fact that you are being attacked by the system is proof that you are on the right side. Have perseverance and don't be intimidated. We are at war. We have to fight. That's what he's saying to the talk show host. Below are some of the comments from a recent interview published yesterday. When asked about being labeled a public enemy, Archbishop Vigano responded with the following. As I have previously noted, it is typical of any totalitarian regime to seek to delegitimize any and every form of dissent. At first by ridiculing the adversary, making him the object of derision so as to discredit him before the eyes of the public opinion. Then after delegitimizing the person as pathological or in need of psychiatric care, suggesting that the adversary is mentally unstable, who should be hospitalized in a mental institution. Finally, the process ends with the complete criminalization of all dissenters. In this way, the regime creates the necessary premise to separate all its adversaries from civil society. When asked about spies attending masses of priests who warn their congregations about the perils of COVID vaccines, the Archbishop replied, this is happening. I've got articles of British and U.S. doctors being fired that just even question it, even though they're reading real science. I think that every priest has a right, or rather the duty. That's right. It's not a right, folks. It's all a duty. I don't care what you are, priest, Christian, non-Christian. If you're on the side of life, you better fight this. I think that every priest has the right, or rather the duty, to warn his faithful about the real danger, not at all merely hypothetical, represented by the inculcation of this experimental medical product. It's an inculcation. It's a total takeover of society. This is especially the case when the entire psycho-pandemic farce clearly aims to lead towards the establishment of a dictatorship whose purpose is to control the citizens through a violation of their constitutional and natural rights under the guise of a health emergency. At another point, the Archbishop warned about the preparation that took place before the pandemic. Oh, absolutely, totally staged. The operation required meticulous preparation and needed the participation of large parts of the public institutions and the private sectors, including the complicity of the judiciary, of law enforcement, and the media. These combined efforts are a real coup d'etat, and the pandemic is a pretext. The prophesis through which it introduced, I guess that's the proboscis, the needle, through which it introduced the seemingly inevitability of the violation of fundamental rights and the consequent establishment of the totalitarian regime of the new order. In this new order, the pandemic superstition reigns supreme. It's a new religion. With its magicians, its vaccine temples, its irrational rituals, and its excommunications of sinners to be avoided or to be shunned. Those who do not agree or give up their reason even before apostatizing from their faith in order to embrace this insane ideological madness. By the way, their own internal documents, the deep state admits this is the new religion, the medical tyranny, that you're dirty, you're bad, but they give you the sacrament that makes you safe, that actually kills you. In response to the New World Order, he says, the New World Order is neither new nor order. It represents the foolish ambitions of Satan to overthrow the providential plan of God, to cancel the true religion that leads to eternal salvation, and finally to replace the ordo of the Christian with infernal chaos. In this disorder, the lie replaces the truth, and justice and abuse of power replace justice, whim instead of obedience to the law of God, death instead of life, illness instead of health, legitimization of evil, and the condemnation of good, the persecution of good people and the praising of evil ones, ignorance in the place of culture and wisdom, ugliness and horror instead of beauty, division and hatred instead of harmony and love. Satan doesn't want to be worshipped by adopting the qualities of God, but by demanding to be an object of adoration through everything that is evil, obscene, false, absurd, and monstrous. He seeks complete subversion, a subversion, a total devilish and antichristic new world order obtained by means of global coup d'etat imposed under the guise of an engineered planned emergency. The vaccine campaign, lacking any scientific validity, serves first of us all as the apparent legitimization for implementing global tracking and controls. Today, under the pretext of limiting COVID spread, a pretext which is false, because among the reasons the vaccinated can still become infected and be contagious. Yeah. What's the difference between people who had three shots and no shots? You're not fully vaccinated. You're all the same. Whether you've had three shots or no shots, you're all the same. You're not fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated. You're never sanctified. But tomorrow, this campaign aims to expand its reach, extending the green pass to include information used for social credit system to confront a green emergency, which will be likewise false and specious. And he just goes on from there. It's so damn powerful. I'm going to have the full thing linked up on Infowars.com. Oh, it's on band.video already. Yep, global totalitarianism, a bigger threat than the virus, on the LifeSite news site on band.video. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's going to happen? I'm going to play part of a Tucker Carlson breakdown on the fraud of this whole COVID rollout. We're going to start the second hour, and then I'm going to cover these five stacks of news you see right here that are government documents and admissions that they know the vaccine isn't a vaccine, that erases your immune system and gives you cancer and heart attacks and blood clots. I'm going to show you from the CDC website, from the FDA website, okay? And people are like, well, this is insane. Why are they killing us? Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Stalin and why did Mao kill, while he was in power, 80 million of his own people? The Chinese government admits that. 86 million is their number. The CIA says he killed 67 million. Who knows? It's like people denying Hitler killed people. Hitler probably killed 20 million people. Hell, the Soviets killed more of their own people than that. So, in a day and age where Wikipedia is taking down links saying the communists killed tens of millions in Russia, saying, well, you can't prove that when it's on record. The same groups are denying that there aren't just two sexes. It's a war on reality. I got a bunch of examples of that as well that we're going to be getting to next hour. But I'm going to hit all of this. But I wanted to just finish reading from Joe Hoft on the Gateway Pundit. That's just a small part of this transcript of an interview that Archbishop Viago, I wish we had him over here in the U.S., had to say, because everything he says is just true. Everything he says is just on target. He's a real blessing. And he says here, just the end of this transcript that I was trying to read earlier, we went to break, the vaccine campaign, lacking any scientific validity, serves first of all as an apparent legitimization for implementing global tracking and controls. Yep, that's step one. Today, under the pretext of COVID spread, a pretext which is false, because among other reasons, the vaccine can still become infective. In fact, they're more likely to spread it and be contagious. But tomorrow, the campaign aims to expand its reach, extending the Green Pass, this is officially announced, that's part two, to include information used as a social credit system and a carbon tax, I would add, to confront a, quote, green emergency. That's the carbon tax, which will be likewise false and spacious. The Green Pass is being conceived as something like the Mark of the Beast mentioned in Apocalypse of St. John, to allow or forbid people to buy, sell, travel, spend, eat, or live. It's already here. Secondarily, the inoculation of people with experimental genetic serum, that's what it is, that provokes a weakening of our natural immune system, hell, it basically erases it, represents a very grave crime. Yeah, it's like synthetic AIDS. Because it turns ordinary healthy people into chronically ill people and consequently into customers for healthcare companies and private care. This situation hugely inflates the profits of the globalist elite and brings the general impoverishment of the population up. You need to go see the full interview. It's right there. So just here's some from Tucker on this, but here's the deal. Joe's almost there. He's basically there. I know privately he gets it all. Tucker's there. So's Viago. And we need to get Rand Paul and others there. And I'm going to talk some about that next hour, because there's a video that's gone viral. Jones declares war on Trump if he doesn't say he was misled. Because now with this FDA stuff, I mean, I'm going to go to Mar-a-Lago and bullhorn the place. I've already made calls through. I know Trump knows this stuff. His chief of staff, you know, Meadows, has been confronted about it. If Trump doesn't start coming out against this, then he's aiding and abetting, and he's signed on to it. And here's the deal. It's not about just bashing Trump. But if he came out against all this, it'd be game over. And I get they might kill him. But, I mean, they might kill me doing this. They're coming after children now. They're injecting millions of children. There's heart attacks and little kids happening. I will not be part of this. I'm not signed on to all this stuff. And by the way, that's a whole other section I'll get to next hour. Everybody's calling me going, oh, my God, they admit the CIA was raping children and running pedophile rings. How'd you know about it? It came out before, back when the FBI wasn't totally controlled. They raided in the 80s, the CIA in D.C. running a giant pedophile production facility. I mean, that's all coming up next hour as well. So we're going to be talking about every bit of it here today. Here's part of Tucker Carlson. The full video is on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops the Democrats. COVID power grab. Yeah, I mean, it's actually here. So going along with things makes your life worse, folks. The only hope is getting off the bench. Then we'll play 5 minutes of Tucker, go to break, come back with the second hour. Here it is.
People living in the nation of Mozambique along the southern coast of Africa woke up to pretty surprising news this week. Not a ton has been happening in Mozambique in recent years, but this really rattled them a little bit. The Biden administration informing people of Mozambique in a presidential proclamation supposedly signed by Biden himself that they are no longer allowed in the United States. Now, something personal, it's Omicron, the new COVID variant that has been used to justify lockdowns around the world. The problem is, and the confusion came from the fact, that there is no Omicron in Mozambique. There's not a single case of it in the country. So it's possible that one of the equity hires at the White House confused Mozambique with Botswana, where the other day two people may possibly have died of Omicron. Either way, Mozambique and Botswana don't even share a border, so people in Mozambique were highly confused and probably a little hurt. Today, Tony Fauci, who was the person, of course, who signed off on this travel ban, was asked about this by an African reporter. You know, Fauci replied, that's a good question, an important question. And then Fauci didn't answer it or even hint at an answer. So as of right now, we still don't know why there is a White House travel ban on Mozambique. Presumably the answer is because it's in Africa. And Africa is where all of this started just a few days ago when the head of the South African Medical Association, a physician called Angelique Coetzee, noted that she had seen patients with a new variant of the coronavirus. Within hours of her saying that, politicians in the United States and many other countries began planning elaborate and highly punitive new measures against their own populations. From her office in Pretoria, Dr. Coetzee watched all of this happen with her jaw open. She was horrified. Quote, I have been stunned at the response, Coetzee wrote today in a piece for the Daily Mail. No one here in South Africa is known to have been hospitalized with the Omicron variant, nor is anyone here believed to have fallen seriously ill with it, end quote. In other words, Omicron, whatever it is far less dangerous than pretty much everything else that's currently going on in South Africa at the moment. But it didn't matter. By this point, the Biden administration had stopped listening to Dr. Angelique Coetzee. They'd gotten what they needed from her, and they moved on. So here's Tony Fauci today announcing that the terrifying scourge of Omicron has reached our shores.
A recent case of COVID-19 among an individual in California was caused by the Omicron variant. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
Okay, so let's just parse this just for a moment. A fully vaccinated person in California has Omicron and is doing fine. So what can we conclude rationally from this? Well, obviously, the most stringent COVID restrictions in the country are not stopping the spread. Masking, social distancing, nonstop anxiety, talking about COVID from dawn to dusk. None of it worked. And the vaccines didn't work either. The patient in California had two injections and still got Omicron. So maybe the lesson here is viruses are very hard to stop. Sometimes they're virtually impossible to stop because they spread with remarkable efficiency. In the case of coronaviruses, they live in animals, so they're never going away, ever, no matter what. They don't tell you that, but it's true. So given all of those facts, it's possible we'd be better off working on medicines to keep those viruses from killing vulnerable people. That seems like a rational approach to the problem. And yet it's the one thing the Biden administration is completely uninterested in doing, no interest whatsoever in doing that. Instead, Biden announced today that the lesson he is drawing from the harmless infection of a fully vaccinated person in the state of California is that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They're the ones to blame for it, not the Chinese government, which likely created this virus and has definitely profited from it immensely. No, no, no. Omicron and COVID more broadly, said the president, are the direct responsibility of the 20% of the adult American population, many of whom have natural immunity, who have resisted submitting to his injections. And they must be crushed for that. Now, at this point, it's hardly worth explaining.
All right, we're going to go to break here. And over the next 10 minutes, he really lays it all out. But when we come back, I have the South African president exposing all of this BS as well. Because, see, the globalists want to totally lock Africa down and not let them have any trade to kill hundreds of millions of them of starvation. I told you that the next outbreak will be blamed on Africa a year ago so they could shut them down and kill them. So all you left is signing on to the lockdown. You want to murder hundreds of millions of black people, you murdering trash.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.